Well, this morning we have some guests joining us from the Atlantic FFA. It's National FFA Week, and we wanted to visit a little bit with Emily Soigling, Tyler Comas, and Kale Pellet, who are in with us here this morning. Thanks all for coming by. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Apparently it's early in the morning for the FFA members yet. Emily, who are your folks?
Aaron and Dana Soigling.
Okay. Kale?
Brett Pellet and Lindsay Pellet.
And Tyler?
Chad and Tressa Comas.
All right. Very good. Now we got that important stuff out of the way. Let's talk a little bit about FFA. Just kind of, we'll go around the table a little bit. Emily, what got you into FFA in the first place?
Both of my brothers had been involved with FFA, and I had shown cattle since I was in sixth grade, so I thought it might be something I would be kind of interested in. So I just decided to give it a try.
Is it what you thought it would be?
Not at all. I think that there have been so many more opportunities, and I think I realized that agriculture is so much more than just production ag, and I think that opened a lot of doors for me and really made me want to have a career in agriculture.
So you had two older brothers who were involved in FFA who had the opportunity to tell you everything you needed to know, and yet you were still shocked by everything that was there.
Yeah, I watched them do a lot of different CDEs and go to state convention, get their Iowa degrees, things like that. But there were things that I did that they didn't necessarily do that I kind of found out. I went to Washington Leadership Conference in D.C., so that was really cool. I ran for district office a couple of years, just things like that that made it different for me, I guess, that I didn't know.
I guess that just gives us an example of how many opportunities there are through FFA, no matter what your interests are.
Definitely, yeah.
Very good. Kale, how about you? Why'd you get involved?
I like to think that my dad was probably a part of that because he was a president of his chapter whenever he was a senior, just like I am now. But that really wasn't the reason. Whenever I found out what FFA stood for, or what it used to stand for, the Future Farmers of America, I was like, okay, hey, that's me. I might as well join these group of people. But it's kind of like Emily said, you know, it's really not quite what you think. It's not a bunch of farmers just sitting around talking about random stuff like that. There's a lot of stuff that people don't realize, like leadership skills and communication skills that you begin to develop with the organization. And it's not a group of farmers. We got more kids from the city than we do from rural areas.
I've been told over and over again that the FFA members themselves and the leadership locally in the FFA group really kind of gets to dictate the curriculum. You kind of dictate where things go with some advice from your leadership, and that kind of helps that way, doesn't it? If there's something that you don't that you'd like to do through FFA that's not being addressed at this time, you can kind of change that?
Yeah, you can. I mean, it's a student-led organization, you know. We run the meetings ourselves. We set some of the agenda items, and someone has an idea in the chapter, we can just go with it.
Very good. Tyler, how about you? Why'd you get involved?
Well, basically everybody in my family was in FFA, so it was kind of one of those things that was expected to me to be in the FFA chapter. And it was one of those things that I thought would be a fun opportunity for me to meet new people, you know, that share the same passions as I do and, you know, get to compete in the different contests and learn new things that I can take back to the farm.
Has it met your expectations?
It's exceeded my expectations.
How?
It's so much. I figured it was going to be one of those. It's like Kale said, you know, it's not just an all ag deal. It's more communication skills, and it's kind of taught me. It's increased my public speaking ability. Like this year, I'm actually balloted to be the Southwest District Vice President, and it's taught me how to speak in front of people, and, you know, basically meet new people, how to talk to people without, you know, getting all nervous. So.
Like this?
Yeah, like this.
Yeah, gotcha. Doing a fine job at it, too. And Kale and Emily, you guys are involved in local leadership with this chapter. Is that something you really wanted to do? Did you aspire to that?
Yeah, I think when I first joined my freshman year, I wasn't even sure if I'd stick out FFA for all 4 years. I was like, oh, I'm just trying this. I mean, both my brothers, they had officer positions, but I was like, we'll just kind of see what happens. And then as I got involved with different things, I was like, hey, I kind of love this. So then I was definitely motivated. I was chapter secretary this past year, and then I'm the chapter vice president this year.
Very good. Kale, is that something you wanted to do, is be involved in leadership?
I kind of have the same story as Emily. You know, starting out as a freshman, I didn't really ever see myself in that position, but as I did more events and contests and things like that, I was kind of like, you know what, I should try one of those officer things. So I was reporter 2 years in a row, and then finally decided to step up and go for chapter president.
Yeah, you bet. Very good. Is the Atlantic chapter pretty strong? Do you have good numbers?
I think we have good numbers. We have around 55 kids, which honestly, I think a lot of that has to do with Mr. Miller. As soon as he came into the program, we got a lot more kids than what we had in the past.
And there's always room for growth, I assume.
Of course.
Tyler, are you always out recruiting?
Yeah, I try to get some of my friends to join FFA. I had a couple friends call me the other night and say, hey, we'd like to join FFA. Well, you know, when's the next meeting? I said, well, we got a meeting tonight. You know, be there, and we'll get you all signed up and ready to go.
So what do you tell them?
I kind of advertise it to them. I tell them what we do throughout the year and, you know, basically tell them the different contests that they can compete in. You know, some might not have an ag background, but they work at a welding shop. So there's different welding contests that they can compete in throughout the year. And, you know, I just try to tell them it's not all ag. So sell them on the non-ag part.
Sure, sure. Well, and you guys, Emily, I know your father works in agriculture off the farm too,
yeah.
Professionally. And you know, we've got folks in here who work on the farm. But, you know, just being involved in agriculture today isn't just working in the dirt or working with animals. There are a lot of different ways that you can wear a suit and tie if you want and work every day in the agricultural field. You guys probably saw more of that when you got involved in FFA. Emily, has that kind of opened your eyes to the opportunities out there?
Yeah, I think getting involved, and especially through like one of my SAEs, I work at Renew Ag Supply. So I mean, you kind of see like a business and how they work with farmers to kind of just provide different resources for them. So I think, you know, having that, I had the opportunity to attend something called the Iowa Youth Institute. And so that talks, there's like, you can write a paper, it's a 3 to 5 page paper that you write, and you pick a factor and then a country. And so there's like 20 different factors, and all these factors are somehow related to agriculture. And I think that was cool for me because you looked at things like human rights or, you know, the government or trade. And I mean, those things, you look at them and they really are related to agriculture. So seeing all of those and seeing how they could be related to that, that was really cool. And that definitely opened my eyes to all the opportunities in ag and kind of helped me figure out, you know, what I want to do in the next step of my life.
Sure. Cale, when it comes to getting specific things out of the FFA experience, do you find it's helped your communication skills in that you can relate to folks on different levels depending upon, you know, what you got going on, whether it's at leadership level or membership level, or whether you're talking to someone who wants to actually work on the farm as opposed to maybe work in an office in an agricultural-based industry?
Yeah, I think that comes with FFA just because you meet so many different types of people. So you learn how to talk to them, and you know what type of things they want to hear. And if you're trying to convince them to do something, you know, same thing, what they want to hear.
You bet. Okay, I'm going to go around the table quick. Emily, best thing you've been able to do through FFA?
Washington Leadership Conference.
Why?
Going to D.C. and just being with kids from all across the United States who are all interested in agriculture, but they're, you know, a little bit different than you. Just seeing all of that was just a really cool opportunity. And actually, the gal that sat ahead of me on the bus ride, this 18-hour bus ride to D.C., will actually be my roommate when I go to Iowa State next fall. So it's kind of cool just how these people end up in your life, and you really meet a lot of great friends.
Is that because of the relationship you formed during the trip?
Yeah, definitely. So
excellent. It wasn't just by chance. Yep. Awesome. Very good. Cale, how about you? What's the best thing you've been able to do through FFA?
I think that probably one of my favorite parts about that was going to a national convention my sophomore year. And just going down, I think it was in Louisville that year, mm-hmm. Right, Emily?
Yeah.
And it was just an unreal experience. So much bigger. You realize how big the world is. You know, there's like 600,000 plus members in FFA and however many, 55, 60,000 kids in Louisville at the time.
Wow. Great experience. Did you meet some folks that you still keep in touch with?
Oh, yeah. Actually, it wasn't this national convention, but it was this most recent one, not the one sophomore year. I met up with a bunch of people, you know, a bunch of state officers from Pennsylvania, pretty good friends with the Alaska State President, which is kind of an interesting one considering Alaska FFA evidently has 252 kids, so you never know what you're going to meet there.
Yeah, absolutely. Tyler, what about you? What's the best thing you've been able to accomplish or do through FFA?
I would say going to the national convention or the beef extravaganza we participated in this winter. You know, like Cale said, getting to meet all the new people I've been to it the last 2 years, and I actually met people from the national logging team that were from Oregon. They were up to win the national logging CDE. There's about six of them, and they, you know, they told us about the different changes in the industry, and you know, it's still production agriculture if you look at it kind of that way too. And you know, beef extravaganza. On our farm, you know, we have a lot of cows, and I've got cows myself. So getting to take those things that I've learned and putting it into a contest and, you know, competing with these two, it's really taught me a lot of things. Yeah, take a lot of away from that contest.
Yeah, that's interesting because, you know, you know farming as you know it. It is what it is for you. Your yeah. world is this big. But in other parts of Iowa, they don't necessarily farm the same way you do here. And then you get outside of the state of Iowa and other places and you realize how big agriculture is and how wide-reaching it is. Pretty cool. All those things you get an opportunity to do through FFA. Great selling points for youngsters who should probably get involved in the program. Very good. And you get to dress like Tyler.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Who came up with that one? Tyler.
No, I think it was Kale.
That was me.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Very good. Fun stuff every day. Well, thanks for coming out. I appreciate you guys doing that. And it sounds like you're very passionate. You guys talk with a lot of enthusiasm about the things you've been able to do and see through the FFA program here. Continued success. Tyler Comas, Kale Pellet, Emily Soigling. Appreciate y'all being out here. Best of luck to you.
Yeah. Thanks
you.
For having us.